principle is cold, but at all times it works. Principle is cold, but at all times it works. We would like principle to be warmer. We would like principle to be more harmonious. We'd like principle to be sort of a wonderful, sympathetic situation, but it's not. The principle of mathematics is one we often use. It is 2 times 2 is 4, and there's nothing we can change in that principle. If we have 2 plus 2 equals 4, we cannot say 2 plus 2 equals 5. We cannot say 2 plus 2 equals 3. We cannot in any way change the principle in performing its perfect, divine, magnificent work. And the principle performs its perfect, magnificent work at all times. And it's just waiting for us to exercise it, to put it into motion, to experience it, to know it, to be it. And how do we experience principle, and how do we know principle, and how can we be principle? We be principle by knowing what principle is. We were born ideal beings. We were born ideal in every way. We were born perfect. We were born as the divine being. And the divine being is equal to principle. So if we start acting according to principle, we're acting according to divine being. If we start acting according to divine being, we're acting according to principle. The two are equally the same. How do you and I begin to act by principle? Within us is the principle. The divine is within us. We know within us what is the right thing for us to do. We know within us what is the divine thing for us to do. We know it. We have known it all of our lives. We have known it from the very moment we came forth on this beingness, on this planet Earth. We have known it forever. And sometimes we're tempted to not follow principle. Sometimes we're tempted to go against principle, to go against what our divine inner self says. And when we go against what our divine inner self says, everything seems to be just a little fuzzy. We don't say it's a lot of fun, but we allow ourselves to be emotionally manipulated by the circumstance. Not divinely enclosed by the circumstance, not divinely shown by the circumstance what is right for us to do. And we do know. Then when we do something that is not right for us to do, we are going against our highest and our best. We're going against our highest and our best. I repeat that. We're going against our highest and our best. And we know it. Oh, we know it very well. Nothing happens by chance. We have made a decision to follow principle, to follow our highest and best, to follow what our inner self tells us is the truth, what our inner divine beingness reveals to us every moment of our life. And if we wish to experience divine nature within us, if we wish to experience our highest and best, if we wish to be that which we truly are, we will just follow that principle right down the line. We will never hesitate one little second from going what principle tells us to do, from what our highest and best is, from what we know is right for us to do. We will never hesitate one single moment. Now, just to take an aspect of the principle, are you whole and perfect? Are you divine? Is that your reality? You're whole and perfect? Your body is whole and perfect? Your mind is whole? You live in this human world as a whole and perfect divine being. You live in this human world as a divine and perfect being. Oh, yes, you do. You live in this human world as a divine, perfect being all of the time. That's all you know, that's all you are, that's all you can ever be, and that's all you want to be. Your divine, whole, and perfect being. How do we follow what principle tells us? Is it easy for us to do that? Is it easy for us to follow our divine, our highest, and our best? Is it easy for us to follow what is that which is beautiful, which is principle? Oh, yes, it's very easy. But we allow ourselves to be tempted out of it sometimes. And as we allow ourselves to be tempted out of it sometimes, and everyone does this, then you are still living on a limited basis. You're still being human. You're still being only human. That's what only human means when you live your human aspects rather than your divine aspects. You live your human desires, your human foibles, rather than your ideal divine self. Your ideal divine self knows what is right, knows what is good, knows what is beautiful. Your ideal divine self knows that you live in your ideal spirit, mind, and body. Your ideal divine self knows that you are pure and perfect at all times. Your ideal divine self knows that every cell of your body knows exactly what to do, and it does it perfectly all the time. And you know that. You know that, and you call that forth, and you experience that, and you are knowing that every moment of your life. Yes, you know that. Can you be strong? Can you be habitual? Can you make it a habit to live according to your highest and best at all times? Can you make this a habit? Can I make this a habit for me? Do I live according to what is my highest and best every moment of my life? Do I live in my divine path every moment of my life? Do I want to do that? Oh, indeed I do. Indeed I desire that as my modus operandi. Indeed, I desire that as the path that I take in this life. Indeed, I desire that, and I experience that, and I am that, and I know that. That's all that I care about. That's all I think about. That's all I say every moment of my life. I am divine. I am divine. I am divine. I am divine. I live according to my highest and best. I live according to the divine within me. I live according to the patterns that I set, and I create habits in me to be divine. And my habit is always to smile, always to like myself, always to like my creation, always to like my world, always to call everything good and very good, always to call everything fabulous and infinitely fabulous, because that's what I am. That's the divine in me. That's the divine in me. It's not better than anybody else. Everybody has the divine in them. Everybody has the divine every moment in them, seeking to express only the divine, seeking to reach beyond the human aspect and express the divine within them. You are doing that. I am doing that. Everyone I see in my world is doing that. I only see the world at peace. I only see the world living a joyous, wonderful life. I only see the world a happy world. I only see the world by knowing that it is true and it is right, right now. It is glorious right now. It is magnificent right now. That's how I see the world, and that's how the world is for me, because the world only knows how to be magnificent, how to be wonderful, how to be fabulous, how to be glorious. That's what the world knows, and because that's what the world knows, that's what the world is, and because that's what the world is, that's all I know. Yes, that's all I know. So this day, I plant new seeds in my consciousness, the seed of saying, all is in divine order. The seed of saying, I see my highest and best at all times. The seed that says, this is a wonderful world. I am divine. I am divine. I am divine. And that's all I know. And that's all you know. And I love you, I love you, I love you. Every moment of my life.